Speaking with local author Jeremy Craker, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Now, you're the author of a couple of books, Motorcycle Therapy and Through Dust and Darkness. You know, just by following along on your Facebook, it really seems there's a whole subculture of motorcycle travel or motorcycle journey writing, isn't there?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see all these writers come together and the trips that they've done with their motorcycles all around the world. Funny enough, we've got a pretty good nucleus of these individuals here in Canmore. It's a small town, obviously, but Canmore has kind of got a bit of a reputation for being a motorcycle hub for some reason.
Awesome. Now, you've actually gotten together with a number of these authors and are compiling a collection of these kinds of stories, aren't you?
I got the idea because I was doing promotion for my other books at motorcycle shows and events and things like this. Talking to my friends, I realized that some of them had books out as well, and wouldn't it be good if we all got together and promoted each other's work? So that's where the idea came for the anthology.
And what's the name of the anthology and the gist of the idea behind it?
It's called Motorcycle Messengers, Tales from the Road by Writers Who Ride. Some of these stories are previously published works from other books. Some of them are original compositions, and the theme is simply motorcycle travel. There are stories from Rwanda and Australia and the States and all over Africa.
As a motorcycle travel enthusiast, I can imagine it was a lot of fun putting together this collection and reading all these stories.
Oh yeah, it was a blast getting submissions from some people that I had only read about previously. Some people I had never actually met personally. Some were my friends. But Paddy Tyson has a really funny story in there about river crossings in Australia, and he's nervous because of crocodiles. So these guys come along and they give him a few cans of beer, and then suddenly he's the bravest man in the world. And that story has some good content in it. And other stories like that.
So what's the status of this project right now?
The book is done. It's in layout. The cover is done by a local designer, Scott Mankelow. Did the work here in town. I hired a local editor as well. It's a Canmore-based project. Now I'm just doing a bit of a fundraiser to collect money for the first print run.
And the fundraiser actually includes a copy of the book when it's actually printed, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm doing the fundraiser through Indiegogo. If you go there, you can pre-order the book. Technically, it's supposed to be released in the spring of 2016, but if you go and purchase it online now, you'll have a copy months in advance of that.
And how much are you looking to raise?
I need $6,000 for the first print run, and I've got close to $2,000 already. And there's a few spots as well in the back of the book for corporate sponsorship opportunities.
And what's the best method for people to find that Indiegogo page?
Go to Indiegogo.com and just search for Motorcycle Messengers.
We'll post some links on the Mountain FM Facebook page as well here. So we've got Motorcycle Messengers, Tales from the Road by Writers Who Ride, a new collection from local motorcycle travel writer Jeremy Craker, and it's set to come out here in 2016 with a big Indiegogo fundraising campaign underway right now. Jeremy, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me.